Good morning. It's 6 o'clock. It's time for prayer time here on WHCB 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. How are you? Having a good day? I hope you are. I hope you're having a great day today. I trust the Lord is blessing you 100%. 110% even, if that were possible. WHCB would love to have your church news, your community news, your information about what's going on in the world around us. In fact, I've got some information here. Let's see. Nope, that's already gone by. But the information that comes in to the studios goes on our internet link on whcbradio.org. And then we pass it on so everybody has a chance to know what's going on in your church or your community organization. If you've got community news or church news, by all means, share it with us at whcbradio.org. We put it on the internet. We put it on the radio as well. whcbradio.org. Okay? Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. Some time ago, Noah Hutchings wrote a book, 25 Messianic Signs in Israel Today. And that book then was rewritten and rewritten. And then Gila Trabish, who is a Jewish woman in Israel, she is a Jewish tour guide, she wound up co-authoring with him. And so then it started being sold in Israel as well. So it's quite interesting that that book has done as well as it has. Back some weeks ago, he presented 9 prophetic signs in Israel Today in his Prophetic Observer. And I just wanted to go over some of those with you today. The note that Noah had was that many Christians think that Israel's restoration as a nation was a mistake, and they think that the church should be replacing Israel. Of course, I don't agree with that, neither does Dr. Hutchings in his writings. Many think the Jews should be judged for crucifying Jesus Christ, but Israel has already been judged. Jerusalem was completely destroyed by the Romans, the Jewish temple obliterated, and in the studies that I've done on our Bible study program, we have seen in the Bible class the minor prophets and even the major prophets, as they were prophesying against Israel or against Judah or against the Jewish state, etc. They were telling us about what was going to happen, and it's for the most part happened, except for that part that leads us to the millennium. And so Israel, according to the Word of God, had to again become a nation. And we saw that in those prophets. The temple must yet be rebuilt. We read in Revelation 1:7 that when Jesus returns, every eye will see, and they also of Israel that pierced him, and all will mourn for him, including Israel. Some Christians contend that Israel has no biblical or legal authority to be a nation. Jerusalem should be given back to the Palestinians, who are no people, by the way. And so he references some of the signs he has in his book as being reasons to prove that the point of view that the nation should not be in existence and should be given, the land should be given to Palestinians, is unbiblical. Luke 21:24, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword, shall be led away captive into all nations. Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Ezekiel 20:34, and I will bring you out from the people and will gather you out of the countries wherein you're scattered with a mighty hand, with a stretched out arm, and with a fury poured out. And that would be the return to the land. Then there's the buying back of the land. The Palestinian Post reported in its May 14, 1948 edition that the state of Israel had been reborn as President Truman recognized the rebirth of Israel. But how was Israel to reclaim the land? Israel had no army. The answer was that extremely wealthy Jews from around the world, like the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, gave Jews who wished to return the money to buy back the land from the Arabs and the Palestinians. The kibbutz system was founded in isolated areas. Gradually, all the land was settled around the kibbutz, from the Red Sea to the borders of Lebanon, including both the areas of Judea, of Judah and Syria, just as prophesied. Jeremiah 32:44. Men shall buy fields for money and subscribe evidences and seal them and take witnesses in the land of Benjamin and in the place about Jerusalem and in the cities of Judah and in the cities of the mountains and in the cities of the valley and in the cities of the south, for I will cause their captivity to return, saith the Lord. Even now, Israel is a very small nation. From the Red Sea to the border with Lebanon is about 300 miles. From the Dead Sea to the border with Egypt is about 150 miles. And so it's a very small area. So they returned to the land. They bought back the land. Not only was the current return of the Jews from all nations prophesied, but the exact order is prophesied. So we know that there was an exact order. We read within the context of Isaiah chapters 10 and 43, I will bring thy seed from the east and gather them from the west. I will say to the north, give up, to the south, keep not back. And the conclusion was, bring my sons from afar, my daughters from the ends of the earth. When Israel was declared a nation in 1948, almost immediately 800,000 Jews in the Middle East returned to Israel. After World War II, several hundred thousand Jews returned to Israel from Germany, Western Europe, and the U.S. With the collapse of the communist government in Russia in 1989, 1 million Jews returned from Russia. In 1992, the government of Ethiopia wired Israel that if it wanted the black Jews in that nation, descendants of Solomon and the Queen of Sheba, they had to come and get them. And so in one weekend, Israel sent airplanes to bring back over 20,000 Falasha Jews, or black Jews, to Israel. Therefore, the return of the Jews to Israel from the ends of the earth was accomplished in the exact order that it was prophesied. And that's the last one I've got time for this morning. Hopefully, we'll get through those nine signs, if you will, or signposts for Israel today. Right now, we're going to go to prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your wonderful love, your goodness, your grace, your mercy. We thank you for loving us in spite of ourselves. We don't deserve it. We know that. We're thankful for your love. We thank you as well for your provision of our health, your provision of our abilities, your provision of our material needs, your provision of our daily bread, your provision of all that we need. And we thank you for that provision. We thank you for your provision for this ministry. We thank you for WHCB. We thank you for what it stands for and how it stood for over 30 years now. And we know that it's not by our might, it's not by our determination, but it is by your grace and your mercy that we continue. Lord, we thank you for that. And we ask that you would use us, continue to use us for your honor and glory. Now, Lord, we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.